Charlie's Christmas Wolf, a Mackinwood Pack novel. The Mackinwood Pack novel series, book one. Written by C.D. Gorey. Narrated by Elizabeth Demetrius. Chapter one. Thunder clapped overhead. A mix of hail and rain began to pour from the quickly darkening skies. The streetlights flickered, and the tiny overhead shelter at the bus stop gave no protection whatsoever from Mother Nature's latest onslaught. "Not now. Come on," Charlie cried. She huddled into the thick pink cardigan she wore over her one good dress. It was a wool blend which was bound to get ruined in this weather. She had instantly fallen in love with the way it alternately hugged and flowed around her curvaceous body. She especially loved the scalloped hemline. It reminded her of classic movie stars like Hepburn and Taylor. She used to watch them all the time with her grandfather. She smiled as she looked down at the outfit. The pale ivory suited her dark eyes and hair. The weather was definitely going to ruin it. And on her meager salary, it would be months before she could replace it. She looked down at her matching heels and stomped her foot as puddles began to form on the uneven concrete sidewalk. Great, that's just perfect. It just wasn't her day, or her year for that matter. It was almost Christmas, and the nutty weather still hadn't made up its mind what season it was. One day it was in the 90s, and the next the thermometer had dropped to the low 30s. The past few months had been very unusual for the typically predictable New Jersey climate. Charlie didn't know what to make of it. She was sure it was because of the holes in the ozone, or global warming, melting snow caps, and the cattle crisis. Every newsfeed had someone to blame, but not much was being done about finding a solution. She shook her head. Thoughts like that were better off left to scientists and people who could actually make a difference. Charlie was just trying to make it through a date. Well, a blind date that she didn't even want to go on. And she was already late for it because her boss at Junior's Famous Italian Deli, the third junior, as it were, just had to make her clean all the slicing machines and the display cases twice that day. Not to mention, he had her mop the entire floor, flip the chairs, hose down...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?